Lord, we give you all the glory. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Lord, we bless you as you teach us this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for guiding us through the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, that we won't leave here the same way as we have come. Thank you for your turnaround, for your touch, Lord. Lord, we bless you that no one is like you, Lord. Thank you for this glorious day that we will all remember, a day of sudden turnaround in every life in this church, in everything pertaining to us all. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you. And let's open to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we are going to take it from verse 1 to 4. Please let's go. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. We give God all the glory. And so again, we see these verses speak to you and I. Believers, Son of God in Christ Jesus, we have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. We have obtained like precious faith. As Apostle Peter, we belong to God's kingdom. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And look at what verse 2 now says. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you and I through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. So again, we see a great key. The knowledge of God. We know Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are one and the same. The knowledge of God means the knowledge of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The three are one. And so the knowledge of the Son of God is very important. Grace, that's the power of God, favor of God. And peace, that is part of the fullness. Grace and peace, they are all part of the fullness of God. And so we see that all the fullness of God will be multiplied to us as we are growing in the knowledge of God. We see that the riches of the glory of God, the riches that fills the glory of Christ, is available to you and I. Help is available to you and I. The power of God is available to you and I as we are growing in the knowledge of God. As we are knowing our Lord Jesus, he is God the Son, according as he is written, we are to be receiving, we are to be filled more and more, receiving God into our lives, receiving the help of God, the favor of God, the fullness of God, all that God is, the will of God, the plans of God for our lives. Divine breakthrough comes through the knowledge of God. Help comes through the knowledge of God. Everything we want God to do for us according to his will comes through the knowledge of God. And verse 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. So again, we see that the power of God hath given us everything we need on the face of the earth, everything to be God's on earth, everything pertaining to our very existence, to our life on the face of the earth, through the knowledge of him. See again the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. I tell you, we are called to the glory of God. We are in the glory of God. We are one with God. And in that glory is virtue, power, power to do what we cannot do. But all these things we receive, everything given to us by God, we receive through the knowledge of him. Yes, by faith we please him and we receive. But faith is used to believe what we know of him. The knowledge of God is what we will believe by faith. The bit by bit, as we are knowing God, faith is coming as we are looking into the word of God right now. Faith is flowing into our hearts as we are hearing the scriptures and understanding the scriptures. Faith is flowing into our hearts, and as we are knowing the scriptures, that faith is used to believe what we know. So you see how knowledge and faith and the belief, they tie together. You cannot believe whom you do not know. And you cannot have faith to believe whom you do not know. So a great key, the hearing of the word of God, is very important for us to know him. For then can we partake of the things he hath given to you and I. Then can we receive. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So you see again, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's another name for the word of God, according as it is written. So we hear, we understand and know the word of God, and by faith that is flowing as we're hearing the word of God, we believe what we know. You cannot believe whom you don't know. Romans chapter 10 made that clear. How can they call on him whom they do not believe? And how can they believe him whom they do not know? So we see a great key. So again, we are beginning to understand that we have to know our God. Please let's flip forward to chapter 3 of that same 2 Peter, and let's look at what verse 18 says. It is the Lord's command to you and I, the command of his word, and is very important. Please let's read it together. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So we see there, we have to know him. Each one of us, adult, children, we all have to know our God. We all have to know our God. And so again, we see grow in grace, grow in the power of God as you are growing in the knowledge of God. The two go together. Grow in grace goes with grow in the knowledge of God. If you are not knowing God, forget it. There is no grace, there is no power. Because by faith, we believe what we know. And then that faith will access grace. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And please let's open to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. You will see the same thing. So we have to understand the glory of God, part of the fullness of God, part of God is his power. And we cannot just have his power alone. No. In that power, with his power, is all of his other parts, the fullness of God, in the glory of God is the peace of God, is the power of God, in the glory of God is the life of God. The fullness of God is filled with all of Him. And so we cannot have just one bit. No, we have to have all. You can see, grow in grace. And that grace is not only power alone. It is with the life of God. It is the grace of life. Everything of God is in His word. And so we have to know the word of God. Please, let's read Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Please, let's go. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. So again, we see that knowledge goes with receiving all of God. If you are growing in knowledge, of course, as you are knowing Him and you choose to believe, to accept what you know of God as the truth, by faith you believe, and then because you believe what you know by faith, all that God is will continue to flow into your life, into your household, into your lot, everything, because you are growing in the knowledge of Him. You are increasing in the knowledge of Him, and so God is increasing in your life daily. As you are growing in the knowledge of God, God is what? Increasing in your life. Now, please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 1. We have laid a good foundation by the grace of God. And where we're going this morning is in the next few scriptures. Proverbs chapter 1. Please, let's read verse 7. Please, let's go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Please, let's go again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What are we saying? God wants us to know Him. But He says here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, when we start to know God, what He will first make us to know, what He wants us to first know, what He will first teach you and I, is the fear of the Lord. In other words, you and I, we have to know the knowledge of the fear of God. The beginning of our knowing God. If you really want to know God, you cannot avoid the knowledge of the fear of God. We have to know what the fear of the Lord is, what the fear of God is. That is the beginning of the knowledge of God. You see, God wants us to know Him, isn't it? Now, He says that in the knowing of Him, everything about Him that He had purpose for us to know, that He wants us to start with the knowledge of the fear of God. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 9 and we'll see the same thing. So, He wants us to start with learning. Know what the fear of the Lord is. Know what the fear of God is. Know. Understand and know by the word of God what the fear of God is. We cannot do without the knowledge of the fear of God. That is the beginning of knowledge. If we want to know God, God had, layer by layer, precept by precept, knowledge of Himself by knowledge of Himself. Many things make up a house, isn't it? And God is the house. He wants us to start with the knowledge of the fear of God. After receiving Christ, we have received Christ. Now we want to grow in the knowledge of Christ. But the beginning of the knowledge of Christ is the knowledge of the fear of God. Please let's read Proverbs chapter 9. And let's take it from... Okay, let's zero down to verse 10 for starters. Please let's read it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's go again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now again, we see here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we've seen it earlier that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. What is the Lord saying? When we have known the fear of God, when we have the fear of God, we know it and we have chosen, we choose the fear of God. Because you can't choose what you don't know. You still have to know. So when we know the knowledge of God and we are choosing what we are knowing of the knowledge of God, that is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, God will not give us wisdom unless we know the fear of God, and then we choose the fear of God. So we say it. The fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. We have seen it in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. So we have to know first what is the fear of God according as it is written. Only God can teach us the fear of God. From the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will guide us through for us to understand exactly what the fear of God is. And when we know, when we are growing in the knowledge of the fear of God, and we choose the fear of God to have it, you see, it's not only knowing, we have to now make a choice whether we want the fear of God or not. And when we choose to have it, then wisdom, as we continue to know him, wisdom will be flowing. But I tell you, without that knowledge of God, to know, and when we know and choose to have it, we can't have wisdom. We have to understand. Nothing will we receive. Yes, we are born again, but the baby spirit has to have all that God is. And the beginning of having all what God is into the spirit man is knowing the fear of God. Knowing the fear of God. Please let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 1. And let's take it from verse 1 to verse 8, and we will understand that he wants us to hear the word of God, know the fear of the Lord. Please let's go. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverbs and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy father. for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. So again, we see here the word of God. When we start to hear the word of God, the knowledge, he will start to teach us the knowledge of his fear. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. We have to know the fear of God. I tell you, without hearing the word of God daily, and we come to church to hear the word of God, we cannot know, we cannot understand, we cannot know what the fear of God is. We have to understand these basic things. So the fear of God is very important for you and I. And we have to understand that as we are knowing the fear of God, we have to choose the fear of God. Please, let's open to Jeremiah. God wants to put his fear into our hearts. We have to understand that the purpose of knowing the fear of God and choosing the fear of God is that God wants to put his fear into our hearts. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 32, I think, yeah. And let's read it from verse 38 to 40. We have to understand he wants to put his fear. When we know it and we choose it, he will put his fear in our hearts. Please, let's go. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. See a great key. The Lord says he will put his fear in our hearts. And you can see it goes with him doing us good. So we see that it is important for you and I to know the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of what? Knowledge. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We cannot have his wisdom to do things. We cannot drink of the river of God if we don't have the fear of God. And so we have to understand what the fear of God is. Please, let's open to Psalm 45. Let's see what the fear of God is. Psalm 45, from verse 6 to 7. Please, let's go. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. In Jesus' name. So let's zero down to verse 7 now. See a great key. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. That's the fear of God. Thou lovest what? Righteousness and hatest wickedness. Through the word of God, we understand, as we are looking into the word of God, we get to know what the fear of God is. We see God is God who loves righteousness. He's righteous. He's without sin. He's sinlessness. We see he's a good God. God is good. In him is no what? Evil. We see that once he speaks, he performs it. He is true. We see his goodness right from Genesis to Revelation. We see his righteousness, his sinlessness. We see how God is. We understand his good ways. We understand his word. We understand his person. He cannot look upon sin. He is light. In him is no darkness. We see the ways of God, how he does things. We see the divine character, his goodness. We start to understand that our God is righteousness. Our God is holy. And our God loves righteousness. And then we see that he hates wickedness. I tell you, right from the Garden of Eden, we see the tree of the knowledge of good and what? Evil. They were told not to eat it. We see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, telling you and I that only God can teach us what good is. Only God can teach us what evil is. I tell you. And so we see that he gives the knowledge of good and evil to those who hear, who hearken, listening to the word of God daily and coming to church to hear the same word of God. You and I, right now, we are learning what good and evil is as we are looking into the scriptures. And so God intends for you and I to be taught by him what good is and what evil is, according as it is written. And so when we start to study and we continue to study, I tell you, we must come to the knowledge of good and evil and make that choice. And so again, you see, speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, it says here, the testimony of the firstborn, the testimony of our Redeemer. He says, thou lovest righteousness. And that must be your own testimony and my own testimony if we want anything of God. He says here, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. That's the fear of God. He loves good and hates evil. God is good. In him is no darkness. He is light. No evil in God. No wickedness in God. God is righteousness. And so he is holy. The evidence of righteousness or sinlessness is you live a life without sin, doing things holy. And so the heavens are praising God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth cannot contain his glory. Telling us our God is good, our God is righteous. Our God is sinlessness in character, in glory, in workings, in everything. Our God is righteousness or sinlessness personified. And so, he loved righteousness. You and I must love sinlessness. To live a life without sin, we must love to not sin. That is loving righteousness. We must love holiness. And then, along with, plus, in addition, and hatest wickedness. Please underline that. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. In other words, hate sin. Hate evil. Hate sin. Don't want to sin. Don't want to do evil at all. Don't want to do wickedness. That is the fear of God we're talking about. If you are saying grace covers sin, it shows you don't have the fear of God. Simple. It shows you have chosen to love wickedness and hate righteousness. Simple. So we see Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. That's the manifestation of the fear of God. That is the fear of God. And then, that is not the end of the story. Please, let's continue. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Because of the fear of God, because he loved righteousness and hated evil, the Lord poured forth his glory. He gave him his spirit without limit. It says John chapter 3, verse 34. He gave his son, Jesus Christ, his spirit without limit because of the fear of God. God, his father, taught him in his bosom in heaven, and he learned the fear of God. He learned and received the fear of God. He chose to love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, his father filled him with all of his glory, gave him his spirit without limit. So, we see a great key. The fear of God is what? Is the beginning of wisdom. He gave him his spirit. God is wisdom, isn't it? He gave him himself. God is power. He gave him all of himself. Simply because of that fear of God that he chose. As he knew the fear of God, he chose the fear of God. Please, let's look at Hebrews chapter 5. Unless, before we look at Hebrews chapter 5, let's look at Isaiah chapter 7, and we'll see what God is saying. You and I, we have to keep learning and then choose. Look at Isaiah chapter 7 from verse 14 to 16. Please, let's read it together. Isaiah chapter 7 from verse 14 to 16. Please, let's go. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. Amen. What are we saying? Our Lord Jesus, the Emmanuel, the God with us, concerning him, verse 15 says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. We know that the word of God is the butter, isn't it? And the honey. So, to know the word of God, knowing, that's the knowledge of the fear of God. Know evil, no good, no evil. Know what it is. Let the Holy Spirit teach you and I as we are looking into the scriptures. We cannot know what is evil or what is good by self. It is through the scriptures we know what is good and what is evil. And so the Holy Spirit taught him, and he kept looking into the scriptures, and so he knew what is good and what is evil. And then he made his choice, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Please, let's now look at Hebrews chapter 5. And we see what is spoken concerning him again. So, you and I, we have to make our choices. Do we want to live good lives, or we want to live sinful lives? Do we want to live holy lives or we want to live sinful lives? Do we want to live righteous life, sinlessness, be as our God, or we want to live sinful lives, wicked lives? It is up to you. And so we see Hebrews chapter 5. Please let's take it from verse 7. This is concerning Christ. Let's go. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. So again, we see he was heard in that he feared. In other words, he had the fear of God in his heart. We have to understand these things. He had the fear of God in his heart. He hated evil and he loved righteousness. He did not want to disobey God. That is the hallmark of somebody who hates sin. For to disobey God is sin. So you see why he was praying, Father, not my will, but thine will. Is this the time? Do you want me to do it? So you see the fear of God. He hated to sin. Only wanting the will of God in his life. Only wanting to do the will of God. And that is righteousness. He loved righteousness. And I tell you, to love sinlessness, to love righteousness, is to love God. That is also called the love of God. To have the love of God in the heart is to have the fear of God in the heart. So he was heard in that he feared. Please let's open to Acts chapter 10 and you will see everyone, both Jews and non-Jews, the fear of God is it. The fear of God, we have to know by God, according as it is written, what good is, what righteousness is, and what sin is, what evil is, what wickedness is. We know it through the scriptures as we study daily, and then we make our choices. Do we want righteousness? Do we want to live right? Do we want to obey God? Do we want to live a lifestyle of obedience to God? Or we want to live sinfully, wickedly, and doing evil? Do we want to live according to the way of God, or we want to live according to the way of the world, which is the sinful, wicked way? So it is your choice and my choice to make, every one of us. But I tell you, don't let's fool ourselves. If you are not reading the Bible under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you cannot know what righteousness is. You cannot know what evil is. You will be doing evil and you will think it is right. The way that seemeth right, the end thereof is what? Destruction. Evil will seem right to you and I without God shedding light on it for us. The wrong way will seem right, and we will give excuses for going the wrong way, the evil way. We'll say, oh, everybody is doing it, so it seems right. See? So we see now why God needs to teach us the knowledge of good and evil. Even what is good to do, we won't know, because we'll be doing the wrong thing and be saying it is the good thing. Please let's read Acts chapter 10, let's zero down to verses 34 to 35. We know the story. It was the story of Cornelius. But look at when the Lord did his work. Look at what the Lord spoke through Apostle Peter. Please, let's go. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him." Please, let's read verse 35 again. "But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him." See a great key, the fear of God. He that feareth him. In other words, he that has his fear in the heart and doeth what? Righteousness. In other words, living a good life, a life of obedience to God is acceptable. That person had made the choice. I will not do the evil things. I will not live a sinful lifestyle. I will not do wickedness. I will do good. I will live right. I will live a life of obedience to God, no matter the situation. In other words, turning our back on the old ways we knew before. I tell you, if God does not teach us the fear of God, we won't know that the old ways, things we've done, they are wrong. We won't know. We will think we are right. But we give God all the glory that he wants us to know and have the fear of God. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know. We have to understand that when we choose the fear of God as we know him, I tell you, we have chosen God. And as we've seen, he gave his son the spirit without limit. So will he pour himself forth into us. He becomes our wisdom to live daily. He will guide us. He will help us because we have chosen his fear. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 3. Let's look at something there. And we have to know some of the things when we start to study the Bible. The Bible will correct you and I because it is the word of God. Correction also. It will chasten us. The Holy Spirit will tell us we've done something wrong. We'll be corrected. That is part of the learning of the fear of God. Part of the process. God uses his correction, his chastening, to teach us as we're looking into the Word of God, the fear of God. If we don't allow God to correct us, I tell you, we won't learn the fear of God. We won't know the knowledge of the fear of God. And what we don't know, we won't choose. Many of us, when we started to study the Bible and we are corrected of our ways, we stopped reading and we started to fear that, don't touch it, don't read it. Because of the speaking to the heart. The word of God will correct us. It will chasten us. That is part of the learning process of the fear of God. He uses the things we do that are contrary to his way to teach us his fear, to teach us what is good and what is evil. So we see where, when some of us, our hearts was telling us that we've done things wrong, and of course we went to pastors and said, okay, if somebody is doing this, what can we do? We're still sinning. Some of the pastors will say, Grace covers it, and we continue, not realizing it is wrong. And then some of us, we kept going out every time to confess our sins, to become born again, because we knew we have done things wrong. So we thought, when they call for those who want to be born again, so we went out again to confess our sins or to accept Christ again, not realizing all we have to do is hearken to the correction and accept correction, instead of just keeping, you know, going out to accept Christ again and again. Confess, Lord, forgive me, I don't want to do that sin again, help me to do it right. That is part of the learning process of the fear of God. Please, let's read Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11 to 13. Please, let's go. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father the son in whom he delighted. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, in Jesus' name. Now, see a great key, linking correction to wisdom and to understanding. Linking the chastening of the Lord to wisdom. And yet we know the fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. In other words, look at how the knowledge of the fear of God is linked with getting wisdom. Look at how the correction of our sinful ways is showing us that we are learning the fear, we are learning the knowledge of the fear of God. And when we yield wisdom, wisdom is poured into our lives. When we yield and we accept, and then we understand and we choose, I won't do this again, help me, Lord, to do it right. That is the beginning of wisdom. But I tell you, if you are hardened in heart and you refuse correction, and then you put your Bible away, and then when you come to church, you just take your mind away, you won't hearken to the word of God or incline your heart to the word of God, then the scripture says God resists the proud and grants what? Grace to the humble. We know what James chapter 4 from verse 6 to 10 says. In fact, it is still talking about yielding to correction and receiving grace. So we see, don't despise correction. When one is preaching and your heart condemns you, don't think and say, the pastor is preaching against me. No, it is the Lord correcting you. Many have used that to shortchange themselves from things the Lord will have done for them. You can see, correction is linked with what? The grace of God, is linked with the power of God, is linked with the wisdom of God. Because correction is part of the teaching and the training process, the instruction of you and I learning the knowledge of the fear of God. Through correction, we learn what is good and what is evil. We learn what is good to do and what is evil to not do. And so again, we see a great key. Please let's read it again. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11 to 13. Let's go. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father the son in whom he delighted. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. You see again, please let's open to Isaiah chapter 66. So the choice is very important. We have to learn. We have to allow him to instruct us, to teach us, to make us to know what is good and what is evil. And then to accept. To accept correction. If we have done something wrong and the Lord corrects us through his word, or our heart is telling us we have done something wrong, let us be quick to accept. And then ask him to teach us the right way to do it or to go about it. And he will move our heart on the necessary things to do. This is part. Gradually, as we are learning, we continue to learn. After some time, we'll have a clear-cut understanding of what good is and what evil is. And then the strength of God comes so that we learn to refuse the evil doing, and we learn to choose to accept good or righteous choices in everyday life. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 66 from verse 1 to 5. Please let's go. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath my hand made, and all those things had been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offereth swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighted in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delight not. Hear the word of the Lord, you that trembleth at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my namesake, said, let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed, in Jesus' name. Amen. We see in those verses the choices. Choosing the corrective words of God. And then those who chose not to hearken or to yield to correction. Those who trembled at the word of God, they are the ones with the fear of God. They don't want to do anything sinful against God. They don't want to do any evil at all. Just like Joseph. When Potiphar's wife said, sleep with me, he said, I cannot do this. I don't want to sin against God. He did not even say, I don't want to sin against Potiphar. He said, I don't want to sin against God. That's the evidence of the fear of God God is talking about. And so you see here, those who chose the fear of God, they tremble at the word of God. Is this what God has said? And they quickly do it. Has God said pay tithe? They quickly do it. As soon as they see it, they don't argue. But those who have not chosen the fear of God, they will argue because they don't want to do it because there's no fear of God in the heart. And they go their what? Evil ways. They choose to do the things God does not like. That is the evidence of lack of the fear of God. And of course, they will hate those who are what? Obeying God. It is there. They will even mock you. But the Lord says, He shall appear to your joy and they shall be ashamed. He will help you. And so again, we see the fear of God is the what? The beginning of wisdom. God is wisdom. The beginning of the glory of God filling us and helping us in every area of life. Those who choose the fear of God, they have chosen to obey God. If you are what? Willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. They have made the choice to live a sinless life, a righteous life, a life in obedience to God. They love righteousness and hate what? Wickedness. Therefore, God, their God, shall what? Anoint them, even as He anointed Christ, with His glory above their fellows. And it's the same thing too. And we know the scripture says how God anointed Christ, isn't it? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Because he chose to love righteousness and hate wickedness. And it's the same thing too. And so now we understand why the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. We have to know what good and what evil is. We have to allow God to teach us and make our choices. There's no excuse for sin. But I tell you, when we choose the fear of God, you see how God will be looking after you. Do you know the testimony of Job? He feared God, isn't it? Oh, see how God blessed him. Joseph, he feared God. He was in slavery and still what? Fearing God. So no matter the situation we have on the face of the earth, choose the fear of God and see how God will sort out things for you. Always choose the fear of God. And so every one of us, as we continue to study the Word of God and we are knowing God, we have to make our choices. Whether we want His fear in our heart or not. Whether we love righteousness to do or we love evil to do. We have to choose one. The love of God is associated with the fear of God. Because God is righteousness. And the love of righteousness is also called the love of God. You have to choose to either love God or to love the world. You have to choose to either love righteousness and hate the world or to hate righteousness, hate God, and love the world and love wickedness and love sin. That is the choice God had placed. And you will see the same thing too in Deuteronomy chapter 30. He has set before us life and death, isn't it? Blessing and curse. Choose.
Of course, our choices start with being born again. Yes, we've made the right choice. From there, we have to choose to continue in the Word of God. And when we continue and we start to know, or we are coming into the knowledge of good and evil, learning it daily, being corrected, we have to make a choice to also yield and submit to it. And of course, we have to now realize that, okay, our God is good. Choose to love God. Choose to love righteousness. Choose to want God. In other words, want righteousness. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what? Filled. Those who hunger are those who have made the choice. They want righteousness. They want to love God. They want to live a sinless life. And of course, they are filled. Please, let's give him all the glory. We will continue with that next time by God's grace. He will help us to understand what righteousness and evil is, what good and evil is. We will know what the fear of God is by his Spirit, according as it is written in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please, let's thank him. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let's use this to pray first, and then we will worship our God some more. Let's open to 1 Peter chapter 1. And let's take it from verse 13 to 16 as we use that to pray. And we will worship him some more. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 13 to 16. Amen. Okay, let's go. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen and amen. And so, this is our choice, Lord. We love righteousness, and we hate wickedness. We have chosen to obey you, Lord. You said we should be of sober mind. In other words, allowing the mind of Christ in operation in our lives. The mind of the Spirit. And also obedience, choosing to do righteousness, loving righteousness and hating evil, living holy lives, Lord. Lord, you have said, be ye holy, for you are holy. Lord, we have heard, we have chosen to be holy, for our God is holy, our God loves righteousness. We have chosen to love righteousness and hate wickedness. We have chosen your fear, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you for every household in this church, every child, every adult, every male, every female, every grandchild, every household represented in this church. Lord of Lords, we thank you that we have chosen the fear of God in the name of Jesus. We have chosen to love God.
righteousness, to love you who is our righteousness, to love God. We have chosen the love of God. We have chosen to hate wickedness, to hate evil, to hate sin in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory as you help us, Lord, to live holy lives, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.